My guest at this time is U.S. Air Force General Thomas McInerney, who is now retired. He rose to the number 3 position in the U.S. Air Force, that being Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. He's also a Fox News military analyst and a longtime expert on Libya. So we wanted to get his insights today as, after 42 years of being the dominant figure in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi has apparently been killed. And, General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, I know that you were not a supporter of the NATO mission, essentially led by the United States, to depose this government, but we'll get to that in just a moment. First of all, the significance, given Muammar Gaddafi's sponsoring of terrorism, specifically against the United States, the significance of his death today.
Well, I think it's significant. I didn't particularly like him, as we'll discuss. My concern is what happens hereafter. The issue people forget, yeah, he sponsored terrorism against us. I'm intimately familiar with that. But then he was very helpful to us after we went into Iraq, and he turned over all his nuclear assets and all that. So, and he was working with the CIA and other parts of the U.S. government. The alternative is what concerns me, but he's not a beloved person, and he got what he deserved. But the fact is what's going to happen now? Are the people who replace him better than what Gaddafi was as far as we were concerned?
Well, let's follow up just a little bit more on his legacy before we turn to what comes next. In terms of his role in the 80s and really before that, sponsoring terrorism, and to some extent into the 90s as well. How significant of a figure was he in inspiring other terrorist organizations around the region, and what was the challenge in dealing with him from an American military perspective?
Well, he clearly inspired others. He was a threat to us because if you look at Pan Am taking that airline down, what he did on the LaBelle discotheque, blowing that up in Berlin in April 1986. So all these things that he did in terrorism were against the United States in the 80s and the 90s. It's only after we went into Iraq and he flipped and turned all his nuclear materials, where he got that information, and then was working with the CIA, that he became a benefit to us. He clearly was not a radical Islamist. He was just a pure tyrant. These issues were helpful to us. The problem is that those in Benghazi who are now running the country, they are radical Islamists, either radical Islamists or Muslim Brotherhood. In any case, they are, I don't think, going to be on our side, and that's not going to be good.
General, you mentioned just now the folks that are, for the moment, running Libya with this new government, but what we also know is that there are literally dozens of factions involved here. Are the ones calling the shots the dominant one, or are we just seeing probably the start of the fighting here?
I think we're just seeing the start of the fighting and the infighting. Unfortunately, the radical Islamists are very ruthless, and those people that want democracy, et cetera, are not going to be successful, in my opinion. So it's something we have to watch closely. I would love to be wrong, Greg. I would love for Libya to be a wonderful democracy, and we rebuild our gunnery range down at Wheelis, like when I was a young lieutenant, what we had there, and we had a very good working relationship. But I don't see that coming. I see this crescent of radical Islam spreading across the northern littoral of Africa. They're already ensconced in Lebanon and Syria. Egypt is flipping to us with their radical Islamists. So I'm not optimistic at all, unfortunately.
Contrary to your advice, of course, the administration pursued a policy of military engagement here with NATO and trying to help dictate where the country would go from here. So given the fact that that's already happened, from here, what would be the smart approach from this administration to avoid that outcome that you just feared?
Well, I think they've got to watch it very closely, and then they've got to call a spade if they see it, not mask the problem. We'll know through the media and what's going on, what people are taking charge, the names. We have many of the names that we know that are Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islamists. So it'll become very clear to us over the next 3 to 6 months in which direction they're going to go.
General, that's not very long, but it's about the same length of time before we got into this just a few months ago. Sir, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, he's a Fox News military analyst, rose to the position of number 3 in the U.S. Air Force during his time on active duty and the position of Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.